Social impact everywhere.
Welcome back, my fellow impactors, to another episode of the Impactors Podcast. And today we have James Cusimano for you. Now, James is the chairman and owner of Chateau Maselli, chosen by the European Union as a leading green five-star castle hotel and spa in Central Europe. James is an inspiring speaker. He is an accomplished leader with successful careers as an entertainer, scientist, corporate executive, and entrepreneur. Now, James, I want to start this podcast off by saying big thank you for being with me here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be with you, Avery.
So let's jump into the first question. I talked a little bit about a high level of who you are, but explain to everyone listening, you know, more about who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're an impactor.
Okay, I will do that. Well, as you mentioned, I own a hotel and I'm an author, author of 10 books, including my latest novel, which will be released on March 16th, entitled I Can See Clearly, Rise of a Supernatural Hero. And I own Chateau Maselli with my wife, which opened 15 years ago. And as you point out, was chosen by the European Union as the very first green five-star castle hotel and spa in all of Central Europe. And we also have been awarded by the World Travel Awards as the world's leading green hotel. And we carry on a number of holistic programs for body, mind, and spirit, which promote the principles of inspired and conscious leadership, finding your life purpose, and long-term fulfillment. Now, what I'm going to talk about today, hopefully, is based on something that I think is fundamentally important for social impact, at least from my point of view and my experience. And that is, I think to make an effective social impact, you must know and follow your life purpose. Now, I will get into that in a little bit while when we talk about some other questions, but my life purpose is to draw on decades of personal and professional experiences to demonstrate specific ways that anyone, absolutely anyone, can find and follow their life purpose. Now, why do I want to do that? I think, in my experience, every human being, either consciously or subconsciously, wants to make a positive impact on the world. Now, many people will tell you, I want to make money. I want to get promoted. Yes, I understand all of that. But if you dig down deep, the thing that really, really motivates people is doing that, a positive, whether it's small or large, on the world. So my motivation and passion for this purpose is my strong belief that as more people find and pursue their life purpose, the world will face fewer critical challenges and humanity can move increasingly towards sustainability, which it's not doing now. In fact, it's going in the opposite direction. We have some very, very serious problems. So I think what I'm trying to do is to play my part, if you want to call it that, to help heal the world.
Now, explain to me your background, because I mean, you know, you've written 10 books, you run a hotel, one of the best in the area. What is it like, you know, running a hotel and, you know, living in Prague, which we haven't even gotten on yet, but what has it been like, this journey for you?
Well, let me tell you in very brief what my journey has been, because it's the basis for what I do. I've been fortunate to have succeeded over several decades in what I would say is an eclectic array of professions. All of them centered in either science, technology, or entertainment. And my progression sort of goes like this. It started when I was a teenager. My first profession, I was a recording artist during the heydays of the beginnings of rock and roll music. So my colleagues at that time, I traveled with Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, Little Richard, Buddy Holly, and a number of others like that. But there was something else in the back of my mind. I grew up during the NASA period, when NASA was formed, and I love science, I love math. I know that sounds crazy, it sort of doesn't mix with rock and roll, but I had this dream of becoming a scientist. So eventually I got a PhD in physical chemistry and I decided to go to work for corporate America. That was my second profession. and I work for a large energy company and as a research scientist, and got promoted to a director of research. But I found out after 7 years, I was an entrepreneur. I didn't really belong in a large corporate environment. So with a friend of mine, we got in a car and we went out to Silicon Valley, and we started a company called Catalytica, and eventually formed two companies which we took public on the NASDAQ exchange. One was called Catalytica Energy Systems, which developed and produced clean energy, low-cost energy. And the other, by far, the giant piece of our operation was called Catalytica Pharmaceuticals. And in Catalytica Pharmaceuticals, we used catalytic technology to produce drugs at lower cost and cleaner. And we became, in 5 years, the larger, we went from five people to 2,300 people. We became the largest contract manufacturing pharmaceutical company in North America. And which is why companies like Pfizer, for example, had a $20 million investment in our research effort. But eventually we sold the pharmaceutical business to a large pharmaceutical company in Europe. Now, there I am, company sold. I'm sitting in my home with my wife in Ojai, California, Southern California, near Santa Barbara. And she she's deceased now, but at the time she was a screenplay writer. And she wrote a screenplay that she wanted to direct. It was a screenplay called What Matters Most. So I brought it to Paramount Pictures. Now I'm entering entertainment again. And I talked to the chairman and CEO of Paramount. Her name was Sherry Lansing at the time, and she liked it, but they wouldn't let Jane direct the film because she never directed a film, kind of a chicken and egg thing. So I had just sold my company, Catalytic Pharmaceuticals. I said, why not? Let's start a film company. So I did. I started a company in Southern California called Chateau Wally Films to make her movie. And we did. We went to Texas. It was shot entirely in the Texas Panhandle, What Matters Most. And unfortunately, after it was completed, Jane did pass away from breast cancer, but she got to finish the movie. Now, brought it back to Sherry Lansing, and she said, Jim, this is a great movie, but it's not for Paramount. Go to Lifetime Television, the largest cable network company in North America. I did. It became one of their best movies, and they renewed the contract three times. Ultimately, What Matters Most was then licensed in over 50 countries worldwide. Now it's in video. But there I am for the next 2 years sitting at my home. We had a horse ranch in Southern California in Ojai, wondering what to do with my life. And I meet this lovely lady from Prague, my current wife, and my spirit of behind me, and her name is Inez. And long story short, I went to Prague, fell in love with Prague, and she was an expert in renovating old heritage properties. She had been CEO of a company that did that. And so we formed a group, just the two of us, and bought, renovated, and opened in 2006 Chateau Mazzelli as the first castle hotel, five-star luxury hotel in Central Europe. It became successful, even though a lot of people said it wouldn't fly, but we knew we could make it work. And I used that then as a base to begin to write my books and to give presentations both at Chateau Mazzelli, corporately, and to universities, all with the idea of taking my experience base and trying to help people understand what works, what doesn't work, what's a powerful leverage for being able to understand how to find your life purpose, and in doing that, the passion that goes along with it. So that's kind of my background.
So, I mean, you've had an incredible background, and you've tapped into, you know, virtually every industry, which is amazing. But I want to ask you the second question to expand on it a bit more.
Sure.
And the question I have for you is, with everything you've done, how are you then making a positive impact?
Well, here's the thing. Besides the obvious things that we do at Chateau Mazzelli, which is to take care of, to donate and take care of our employees, our investors, and namely myself, my wife, the suppliers, the community, the world. I believe that through my writing and my my work at Chateau Mazzelli, the kinds of seminars we give, that we can get people to think differently about their lives. And many of them have come back and say, look, I completely gave up what I was doing because I was making money, but I wasn't in love with it. And I finally found out what I want to do. I've connected it with a need in the world. And this is the kind of thing that I have told them. And it's the following. I have a procedure that's outlined in two of my books. One is, it's called Balance the Business Life Connection. How do you lead a great a business life, but also a great personal life? How do you balance that? Which is an extremely difficult thing to do, but it's very, very well possible. And the second is Life is Beautiful, 12 Universal Rules. So here's a very brief synopsis of what you find there. The first is, I maintain that every human being that comes into this world has something that I call their essence. Their essence is basically something that they're really, really good at, probably better than many of the people around them. It might be hard skills like the arts, music, dance, sports, math, I don't know, science, writing, computers, mechanics, languages, or it might be soft skills like leadership, courage, resilience, a team player, self-awareness, flexibility, storyteller, communicator, and or maybe a combination of those. Once you identify those and you're honest with yourself what your skills are, then the next step is to look outside. If you've already looked inside to your very soul about what you're good at, now you look outside. What is the need in the world that would benefit from me applying this skill set? And that's the hardest part of this process. But once you do that, and I explain a number of questions and directions in my books on how to get there. Once you do that and you give it enough time and patience, you find something and you get excited about, wow, what I'm doing, I could actually solve that issue, and you have now begun to see your life purpose. When that light bulb goes on, it creates an incredible passion, and that passion creates an incredible amount of physical and emotional energy. Sometimes it's so good that you forget to eat, you forget to sleep. It's that kind of emotional energy and physical energy. That leads to creativity, and you find that you're able to solve problems you never thought you could solve before, which in the next step leads to innovation, the ability to solve things that haven't been solved before. With doing that, you get rewards. It could be financial, could be spiritual, could be psychological, emotional, or combination. Once you get those rewards, you feel a sense of gratefulness. And that gratefulness, it's absolutely impossible not to feel grateful. When you feel grateful, not to feel fulfillment or happiness. And that is the path that is the success that you get from following your life purpose. And I think the more I can get people, and I've gotten lots of them through my seminars, through my lectures, through my books, doing that kind of thing, the more we can get a world that is not as challenged by some of the critical issues that it's challenged by. Now, I even, in writing fiction, I've even taken a turn over the past few years, and my new book is highlights this. I Can See Clearly, The Rise of a Supernatural Hero. I have taken what I call an approach to wisdom fiction, if you want to call it that, simultaneously entertaining the reader while I am integrating information and concepts that could help them have a positive influence in creating a successful and fulfilling life. Elements like inspired leadership, life purpose, elevated consciousness through meditation. This kind of thread goes through the entire fabric of the book. So you're not only being entertained, but you're learning about some elements that are very powerful. And I think this is a way to reach a broader audience and give them something to think about than simply writing how to do it books, which I have written a number of them. And I don't mean that they're not useful. They're very useful. But if you can read something that's also entertaining and then see something that, wow, that is a very powerful concept. That is how I'm beginning to try to influence a number of people with my capabilities and my experience base.
So let me ask you the next question, because you run a Leading Green 5-star hotel.
Right.
You've done this for a number of years now. And the question I have for you is this idea of impact, right? Whether it's social impact, whether it's economic impact, but just making an impact.
Right.
Do you believe it's an important part of business?
It's you know what, Avery? It's not just important. It's absolutely critical for the long-term human sustainability and corporate profitability as well. Now, at Chateau Mazzelli, we were early on, you know, we've been in business 15 years, and when it wasn't really so exciting to a lot of people, we installed solar energy. We burn wood chips to generate our steam, which is neutral in terms of net greenhouse gases. So we do a lot of things to generate our own energy, but I think corporations are seeing the light. This is not just something they have to do because it's a tax on them. It's something if they do and they do it right, you can even become more profitable. For example, eventually a law was passed in the Czech Republic because of our investment in photovoltaics. We generate a fair amount of excess energy, which is bought by the country, by the Czech Republic. At a premium. And so we're getting some money back. We didn't intend to do that. We did it because we believe that the world needs to be cleaner. We believe in climate change. I've written a book some years ago on climate change called Freedom from Oil in the Mideast. And these are the kinds of things that are very big, very powerful, and which we're excited about doing. So that's one of the things that we do at Chateau Mazzelli. We are a green castle, and you know what? A lot of people come to us because this is catching on. The public is beginning to support. I want to be part of something that's green, especially if you're not taxing them and charging them a lot of money for it, and we don't. So it's been both economically and I would say socially beneficial for us.
So for people listening today who want to, you know, start creating impact in the world or are leading a path of impact but want to amplify it. I mean, you have the experience and the background and obviously the knowledge on how to do so. But what would your advice be for them to begin building their own impact?
Well, I think the first and important thing to do is to decide, okay, what am I really good at? In a moment of quiet introspection, what do I do that is really, really good? What are the skill sets I have that can make a really positive difference? And then, you know, there's a whole spectrum, whether you work for a company or whether you want to help somebody in a nonprofit, then you have to identify how can I put that skill set to work in an area which will make a difference. And so it can't be just willy-nilly. I think you need to know what your strengths are and you need to take them and focus them on issues that will make a difference. And when you see that happening and when you see yourself making a difference, that's a positive feedback loop that makes you feel so excited and passionate about what you're doing. It builds on it and allows you to do even more. So I think that's really important. Another thing to recognize, there are two things that I'd like to bring up. One is what I call social and cultural hypnosis. That means many of us come into this world and parents, teachers, friends, whatever, they give us their way of thinking. And many times that's extremely valuable. Telling your child who's 3 years old, don't walk against a red light, that's pretty important. But there are some things that our culture and society carry, which may not serve us well personally in the direction that we've chosen, the path we've chosen for our life. In those cases, you have to eliminate those, and you can do it from your subconscious. Otherwise, you're going to continue to propagate things that are not beneficial. So that's one thing. The other thing is this: the definition of success. The definition of success, which has been propagated, I would say, since the middle 18th century, since the Industrial Revolution, has been based on three things, okay? Wealth, I should say two things, wealth and power. How do I make more money? How do I get promoted? There's nothing wrong with money. There's nothing wrong with wanting to get promoted, but not at the expense of the third leg of the stool, and that's purpose. And that is, how do I do something that makes a positive difference? You know, several years ago, there was a large consulting company called Towers Perrin, and they did a study of 90,000 workers in 18 countries. And they asked a bunch of questions of these workers, and they wanted to find out what percentage of these people were finding fulfillment in their jobs. And the answer is 21%. The other 79% were just floating. And that's an unfortunate situation, because many human beings have skills, and they have skills that can make a difference, but they wind up in places where it won't make a difference, or the difference is minimal, or it might even make a negative difference. So I think it's really, really important to ask yourself, what am I good at? How can I apply these? And then search around for those things, those needs that will make a positive difference. Just make the world a little bit better. You'll feel great about it.
James, I just want to end this podcast by saying what I said in the beginning. A big thank you for being with me here today. It's a lot for me to take in what you just said. It is a background, an extensive background, but you bring a wealth of knowledge, as many guests do, but I really appreciate that you're putting into action what you say, right? You're leading with a green hotel. You're leading with writing books on this industry and really looking to build a positive impact. So I just want to reiterate, thank you for being with me here today.
Well, Avery, it's my pleasure. And I think what you're doing by getting a number of people who are interested in having an impact and sharing their knowledge is a very important leverage and helpful to our society in general. So thank you for doing that.